welcome to today's podcast, and here we are. My name is Daisy.
And my name is Janelle, and this is Guax
and Watts.
So today is February 20th, 2019. Daisy and I are located in San Francisco, coming live from Room 40A, the underground, aka the basement of SFSU's library.
So today's segment, we will be discussing and featuring our own personal narratives, our backgrounds, who we are, our love for food, and where we are today. So let us get started with this discussion. Let's see. Okay. Where are you from? How did your family end up in the States, specifically the state of California?
Okay, as you know, my name is Janelle Martinez. I was born on May 18th, 1996 in Lancaster, California, in Southern California. Do you know where that's at?
No.
So it's located kind of near Six Flags in Southern California, like where the roller coasters are, like, whee!
Where Shuka the Whale lives.
Exactly. Got you, girl. To go into how my family ended up in the States, specifically California, my mom's side is from Durango, and my dad's side is from Jalisco. So my mom came when she was 9 months old. My grandfather was the first one who came to the States. He worked as a mechanic.
Alright.
He was just trying to get his career started and save money for the family to help them bring them over, because it was easy to cross the border back in 1969.
Must have been nice.
So yeah, the way that my mom described how she came here, she said that she sat on her Nina's lap and they basically just drove through the border because things were different back then. For my dad's case, he came here when he was about 2 or 3, and I don't really know those details specifically. So Daisy, tell me about you.
Okay, so I was born in Watsonville, California, the beautiful Berry town. My family is from the state of Zacatecas, Mexico. Specifically, my dad is from the teeny tiny ranch, known as Santa Rosa. And my mom is from, El Pueblo Moyagua. And, for their immigration story, with my mom, she came here when she was 18 years old, basically to pursue, a better life, for, her and, my grandparents. She just wanted to, contribute to, their financial, well-being. So she immigrated here. Most of her brothers were already here, so it wasn't too hard for her. And then during the time, with your family, she came to, she came in a car, she was just sitting there, and she just passed, and it was easy. For my dad, I'm not too informed, but I'm assuming it might have been the same type of also coming here via a car. So yeah, that's their story. New topic, food.
Daisy, do you like food?
Yeah, I love it.
Because I know I love food. And since we're talking about food, what kind of food did you eat while growing up?
Okay, let's see. Okay. Well, a typical breakfast food for me was weenies con huevo. Okay, that was part of the food too. But my ultimate favorite was sandwiches de huevo con Spam. That was the bomb when I was a kid. My aunt would always make those, and my mom too, but my aunt always beat her because, I don't know, my aunt's cooking for that specific dish was, great. So that was a typical breakfast for me, with Doritos in the morning. Yes, thank you, and soda. And then, a typical lunch. I guess my lunch, varied, widely, because, my mom is a really good cook, so, she would always cook a whole bunch of different things. So I don't know, you have all your, different Mexican varieties, caldo de pollo, enchiladas, costillas de carne de puerco, all, the different foods that you could think of, she makes them, she would make them for lunch. And then, actually, now that I think about it, I feel like our lunch and dinner was combined, because I feel like it was like breakfast and then just like dinner and then like, or like lunch, you could call them the same. And then I guess we would just eat the same thing like later on if we got hungry again. But yeah, basically I grew up with like traditional foods, given that my mom was like she is a super good cook, so yeah. So
did you ever find yourself eating like Happy Meals?
Yeah, here and there.
Mostly like traditional Mexican food.
But mostly, yeah, traditional Mexican food.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay, now tell me about your food story, Janelle.
So after listening to you discuss your food story and your upbringing, I can definitely say my food story is completely different. I mean, some similarities, but mostly completely different from your story. There's three stages that I want to go into, and these will discuss my food story. My first stage is early childhood. Second stage is post-divorce / early single mom stage. And the third stage is the present. So going into the early childhood, I would say I had more of a traditional Mexican food story that was more relatable to you also. When my mom was still married to my dad, my mom would make a lot of traditional Mexican food because my dad's side does tend to be more Mexican than my mom's. My mom, I would say, is Americanized. Not to say that she completely disowns or devalues her Mexican roots, but since she did come when she was 9 months, she basically grew up here. She listens to the music, the food, all that stuff. So early childhood, some examples of some foods I ate were like cereal, eggs, and chorizo and avena for breakfast. For lunch, it'd be like sandwiches, ceviche, caldo de pollo. And for dinner, like spaghetti, sopa huevonas, and sopa de fideo. The second stage is post-divorce and early single mom stage. After my parents divorced, it was a really big transition for my mom, going from having two incomes to one. I could say that I moved around 18 times by the time I was 18, so this definitely affected the types of food that we were able to acquire during this time. There was a period where we had to commute from a city called Southgate to a city called Whittier, and it was about an hour commute. So we would find ourselves eating McDonald's for breakfast, and that's if we made it on time and woke up early and the traffic wasn't bad. You know, eat lunch at school, after school, go to my nana's house, my grandma would make us something. And then for dinner, we'd have BRC or burritos from El Pollo Loco. And this is not to say I ate this every single day, but it did happen for most of the week, maybe 3 or 4 times out of the week. And then the third stage is the present, and this basically discusses how my family traditionally cooks today. And usually when people ask me about, like, oh, what does your family make, or what does your mom make, I like to describe it as Trader Joe's type meals. We do eat a lot of pasta, we eat a lot of couscous, salads, Trader Joe's, orange chicken, stuff like that. A lot of things that you find in Trader Joe's, that's what we eat. Moving along into the next topic, Daisy, I want to get into how you define yourself as a person.
If I were a boy.
Well, let's see. So as a little kid, I did actually want to be a boy. I remember I like locked myself in my bathroom one day and then cut my hair. I would wear little boots and pretend to like drink and like smoke. Okay, wait. Well, yeah, smoke. and then I think that played out into like my sexuality now that I think about it, because like, you know, I identify as bisexual now. And yeah, so that's me there. And then first impressions, people usually see, the first thing that they see is my thick, crazy hair. They say I'm generally really nice, like a really nice person. And I'm very like comical. And let's see. But I can also be serious, just kidding. I can be a really serious person. I'm very in touch with my Mexican culture, I'd say, which makes me really happy because that's something that I wouldn't really want to lose. Okay. So tell me about yourself, Janelle. Who are you as a person?
So the way that I define myself would be a heterosexual Latina. And plot twist, I am not homosexual. I accidentally included that in the written assignment, so my bad. my definition of a true Latin family was very complex growing up, just due to my mix, parents. My mom was more Americanized, my dad was more Mexicanized. So I really wanted to be like Italian for some reason. And I think for some part it was because ethnic studies wasn't taught in schools. When I was learning about stuff in school, I didn't see myself in those figures. And I heard a lot about Italians and I ate pasta, so kind of correlated in that aspect. To wrap things up, we'll be discussing how sharing our stories can help the class. First, it helps us understand people, for example, their backgrounds. Secondly, breaking down any stereotypes.
And then at the end of the day, it helps to understand how our culture finds itself into the foods that we're eating. Also, how our socioeconomic status plays into that. And our final goal is for us to help each other decolonize our diet. Thank you for joining us today.
And catch us next time on Guacs and Watts.